Hello. Welcome to another episode of our 10-minute Tiny Tech Talks. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and we're on a trend of talking about hardware. So I'm going to keep with that theme for a couple of more episodes, and then we'll circle back around to career and job searches, and then talking about actual soft skills. So we make our rounds, and if you think hardware isn't your thing, wait just a minute. Don't fast forward through this particular episode, because my topic for tonight, I use the analogy of a car. We all love when they're running well, when you put the key in and you turn it and it runs without a hitch. And the same goes with computers. We want to push that button, see it light up, see the screen display, and we're off and running. Well, just like a car, there are mechanical pieces. There's hardware, clearly. That's why you have something tangible that you're touching. And there's also underneath the hood, not only hardware, but there's software that is running. And the computer is actually a delicate piece of instrument. And you don't notice or realize that until it's not working as expected. And a lot of times that comes about when it starts running slow. Have you ever hit the key? And then you can go off and go make a cup of coffee and come back, and it's just now responding, if even that fast. And that gets terribly frustrating. Well, we've gotten in the habit of, and I'm guilty of this as well, if it starts running too slow, I'm going to go out and buy a new one, buy one faster. When in fact, it's really a maintenance issue. I probably have two or three laptops sitting in my office in our laptop graveyard that just if we clean them up just a little bit, they probably would run just fine by last year's standards, I'll say. Because it's dangerous, just like when you go to a car lot. Every time I go to a computer store, they have more horsepower, more memory. The machines are running faster. You know, for me, being a self-proclaimed geek, I get excited when I go to the computer department or computer stores, and they tell me about all the new, you know, quad cores and different speeds and memory. And it's getting cheaper and it's getting smaller, so it is easy to buy the latest and greatest. And you get those home and they are purring. But at the rate we do videos and record shows and have audio files and go to events and end up with just thousands of pictures, we can fill up a computer quickly. And so it's not a good habit for us to get into, anyone to get into, that when it starts running a little slow, our mindset is to go out and to buy bigger, better, and badder computers. The reality is you need to maintain your computer just like you maintain a car. And my father used to say to my sister and I, even as girls, young women, it's if you're going to drive a car, you need to know what's going on up under the hood. So he would open up the hood and show us around and wanted us to be aware of those parts that we needed to maintain. So I'm going to give you a couple of key pointers on a few things you need to be aware of as a owner of a computer. And I know this isn't the hot, sexy topic, but it's so important. So very serious about this is that start taking your computer ownership seriously. And why? Because when it does slow down, or let's go to the other extreme, when it just flat out locks up, you can lose files, pictures, resumes, documentation. If you've done your taxes on there, think of all the important files that you use, and then let alone all of your passwords and your cookies that are saved. And let me also speak to my entrepreneurs out there. You're running a business, so think of the things that you could lose. You know, your customer files and contact information. So let's give these walking and miniature encyclopedias, and let alone not only their encyclopedias, but they're also now an extension of our brains. Let's give them the respect and the maintenance that they deserve. So some of the things that you need to start thinking about and putting in your routine, and foremost, if you're not that person that's comfortable with poking around with what's going on behind the scenes in your computer, then you need to make some new friends. And some of them may be interns, maybe young people. They're very savvy with computers. Or get a maintenance plan like with someone like Geek Squad. But find someone that can help you with the maintenance of your machine. And in fact, you need to, and you'll see, I'm not sure if you're listening to this online or maybe through the mobile app, but when you get a chance, go to our actual website, and we created just a brief checklist of your computer maintenance. So a computer maintenance checklist. So here's some of the things that you should take into consideration. On a weekly basis, you need to perform your virus checks. You need to update your virus and make sure your virus software is current. And you need to create a backup of all of your important data or apps. Now that's very simple, very straightforward. Well, virus software has a price tag, and it's almost like having car insurance. You drive around in your car, and a lot of us would like not to pay out that monthly fee for car insurance, but once you have an accident, then that's when you wish you had that insurance. That's what virus protection is. It's insurance for your computer. And even when you buy hardware, they often offer you maintenance plans for your computer. Well, viruses are very real. And I would say 1 in 15 people that I run into will tell me. Once they know that I'm in computers, they'll tell me about how their computer got a virus and what can they do. And typically, that's just like with a car accident. It's like having a car accident and then not having insurance and asking an insurance agent, now what can I do? Well, it's after the fact now. And a lot of times, it's as bad as it seems. It's irreparable damage. So, keep that in mind. Check on your virus. Perform your virus checks. Because what it'll do is it'll run a scan and detect files and let you know. Because there are some viruses that just sit dormant for quite a while. Or also there's the different software that gets deposited on your machine. And it's watching what you're doing. So these are all very real. Keep your virus software updated. Think of it as your insurance policy. And then, of course, backing up your data. It seems so obvious, but we all get busy. We all get a little bit lazy. See if there's parameters you can set where your backup will automatically run itself. Let's say in the middle of the night while you're asleep, won't interrupt the work that you're doing, and make sure you get it done. And this is a must for our entrepreneurs. Now, on a monthly basis, don't forget to do your disc cleanup. And you're saying, what is that? Now, that's just, again, usually a utility that you can run, and you might just ask a young person or a college student, and they'll know what that is. It's called defragging your disc, because your disc, where you're storing memory and files and swapping in and out, it'll get fragmented. And that's one of the number one culprits for slow-running machines. If it's not a virus, it's usually you just have a fragmented storage area. Also, while you're at it on a monthly basis, clean those monitors, clean the keyboards, clean the mouse, clean your printer. A lot of dust gets into those things and can cause them not only to run slow, but in extreme cases too, can cause them to overheat. And I don't know if any of you have ever had either, whether it's a phone or a laptop or any type of pad, they can overheat and shut down. And again, sometimes they can't be restored. So good maintenance practices. So I want to bring those to your attention and just say again, if you're not comfortable with these things, at least know the language and know to ask the people that you reach out to that might be able to help you, be able to speak the right language. You need to ask them about helping defrag your memory and your disk. Ask them about your startup programs. That's another thing that can make a computer labor, is a lot of times when you're downloading and installing software, they'll put things in your startup routine, which means every time you start up the computer, those programs have to run, and they continue to run in the background. A lot of people don't realize you have things running in the background whether you are using it or not. I myself, for example, one time installed Skype, and now it's on my desktop and it's running down on the bottom toolbar. It's always sending me different pop-ups and reminders. I don't use it. I have to manually shut it down. Now, I need to take the time to go to my startup program and actually completely remove it. So ask them about the startup programs and what's running in the background. Ask them to run programs to make sure there's no spyware on your machine. And again, that's a type of kind of virus, but it's called spyware. Ask them to make sure that your security software is up to date. So you constantly want to make sure that you have the latest and greatest security software, because they're always coming up with new viruses. And again, ask them also about your registry. Is your registry clean and organized? And that, in conjunction with your fragmented hard drive, will help, and you should see some marked improvement in how your computer is running. So that's our 10 minutes. So I hope you enjoyed our tech talk for today. I hope you put some of those things in practice and send some questions. I'm ready for the next question. Okay, talk to you next time on Tiny Tech Talks. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. And remember, listen, learn, leverage, and launch. Bye.